Morning all, pleasure and privilege for me to be here with you today. Thank you very much for your lovely, kind greeting. Someone once said that the secret of a good sermon is to have a good start, a good finish, and to have as little in between as possible. So in conclusion, there's an old story that some of you may have heard about four people named Everybody, Somebody, Anybody, and Nobody. There was an important job to do, and everybody was asked to do it. Everybody was sure somebody would do it. Anybody could have done it, but nobody did it. Somebody got angry because it was everybody's job. Everybody thought anybody would do it, but nobody realised that everybody wouldn't do it. It ended up that everybody blamed somebody when nobody did what anybody could have done. The bottom line is, when Jesus left the earth, he left a commission for his body, the church, to continue his work and equipped us by the power of his Holy Spirit to do it. Matthew 28, verse 19, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I'd like just to talk about the church and our responsibilities as the body of Christ in terms of three P's: our position, our purpose, and our program. A number of us may have a different position in the church, but whether it's up the front or behind the scenes, it's lovely, really. I came here before and there was somebody playing the piano in worship a few years ago, and then you've got a wonderful worship team now God's added to you, and it's lovely seeing some familiar faces that were here before, but also new faces that God's brought to this place. So he's doing his work in this place. He's called you together as his church, as the body of Christ in this community. One of the most important things a Christian needs in their life is the opportunity to meet together with other Christians, as we're doing this morning, and to encourage and support one another. In the verse that David read for us, the passage that David read for us earlier, we're reminded of the need to be there for each other in the good times as well as in the difficult times as well. If one part suffers, every part suffers with it. If one part is honoured, every part rejoices with it. And again, if the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? God placed the parts of the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. We can't all do the same thing. God has called us to do different things. He's equipped us and gifted us to do different things. Jesus saw the church as a family affair and for his work to carry on. He said to Peter, Matthew 16, verse 18, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. That's wonderful, because that means we're in a position of strength. If God be for us, who can be against us? Sometimes we feel lonely, sometimes we feel isolated, but God's right there with us every step of the way. So let's be encouraged by that. Life isn't always great here as a body, when we're in our own family situations, at work, wherever we are. You know, Jesus said himself, didn't he? John 16, verse 33. In this world, you will have trouble. Not might, or you will have trouble. That means we'll have problems and difficulties. And being a Christian, being part of a church, doesn't protect us from the challenges in life, doesn't protect us from illness, from, you know, death, the loss of loved ones, from pain, from suffering. It'll be great, won't it, one day when he calls us back, you know. I got up the other day and I had like a bit of twinge in my back. I don't normally get that, you know. I don't know if there's the chair I was sitting in. you know, but I know we do have issues and difficulties with our own bodies, but it'll be nice when we eventually get to heaven one day, we get those resurrection bodies, we'll have those forever. Amen. We have a position. Secondly, we have a purpose. Romans 8, 28 says, we know in all things God called us together for good, for those who love him and who've been called according to his purpose. God has a plan and a purpose for you and for me. Our responsibility is to ask God to help us so that the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, self-control, they're the things he's equipped us with. It's not always easy, though, is it? You know, when you're in your family, you know, they're the ones. When we're in church, it's easier, isn't it? Sometimes we can encourage each other. And, you know, when you go back and, you know, I know what you're like, really, sometimes, you know, they see the reality of us. It's not easy, you know, and in our own strength, we can't do these things. That's why God's equipped us to help us in whatever situation he calls us in, to say, I'm with you and I will help you by the power of my Holy Spirit. Galatians 6, verse 2 asks us to bear one another's burdens and in this way fulfill the law of Christ. We're here to help one another, to encourage, to support one another. We won't always like what each other says. We won't always agree with what each other says. That's okay. God's given us our own personalities, our own individual points of view about things. But he has called us to love one another. That's a commandment, not a choice. By this shall all men know you are my disciples. If we can show love to one another, people will say, what is it that's different about them? What is it that makes them, even though they're going through difficulties and problems and challenges, what is it that they're relying on? Who is it that they're turning to keep them going, strengthening them? Why are they still able to be faithful and positive? When people look at us, like I said before, we're not protected from the problems of life. But when we have God with us, he will help us. And people are watching you, including your own family, your neighbours, your friends, people you may work with. These people are looking at you and they're looking at me. And it's when they see us, hopefully, they'll be drawn to Jesus. Another purpose we have is to use our gifts to serve one another. It's good to see that happening in church today. But at home, you might be really good at making a cup of tea. You know, so if you're good at doing it at home, you might think, oh, church, oh, maybe I can join a tea rota or something like that. Maybe as a parent or a grandparent, you might feel you've got great skills with children and young people at home. So you might think, I might do that at church. We know it's physically draining and demanding, but God gives us the strength to do these things. How about teaching yourself the guitar or piano? Look, you've got some gifted people here. How about teaching yourself guitar or piano? Maybe you could have a ministry in praise and worship to join the team here. I was reminded of a friend who had been to the hospital and said, doctor, will I be able to play the violin after this operation? The doctor said, yes, why? My friend said, well, it's great because I couldn't play it before. Whatever your age, as a young person or an older person, God has a plan and a purpose for you here. You know, you're never too young as children to be doing or serving God. You know, he says, Jesus said, let's be like little children. We can't enter the kingdom of heaven because they have an expectation. They just ask for things and expect them to happen. Give me this. I want this. I want this. I want this. That's who they are. They don't care. They just believe and expect that they're going to get it. So what's our faith levels like when we come to the Lord? What are we expecting? There's the Beatitudes. Jesus talked about blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. There's an extra one I add on. Blessed is the man or woman who expects nothing. He shall not be disappointed. You know, God wants us to be people who are expecting of him. Ask and we shall receive. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto us. even those of us who may be older, who may be retired, God hasn't finished with us yet. Moses, wasn't he about 80 when he started doing what God asked him to do? So we got plenty of time, plenty of time. It's lovely that whatever we do, what God wants from us, whether we are young children or an older person, what he wants from us is our availability, our willingness. Here I am, Lord, send me, use me, whatever small gift. Just by being here today, you are contributing to the life of this church, because when you're not here, this church is not the same. By coming in and praying for people, you're contributing to the life of this church. By sharing whatever gifts you have financially, you're contributing to the life of this church. It's not just about, you know, Nigel, he's gifted, he's a man up the front that God's called to lead this place. But there's lots of ways as a body of people here we can serve God in terms of doing what he wants to do in terms of building his church. We have a position, we have a purpose, and finally we have a program. What should our program be for ourselves and the body of Christ, the church? Reading our Bible regularly, for one thing, can help. I've been working on that over the years. Sometimes it's so easy to... one of the ways I'm trying to do it, actually, and I've been doing it recently, is that thing, you know, sometimes, you know, we're overwhelmed by technology, aren't we? Our phones, and you can wake up first thing in the morning, and you might be, right, what does the news say? What does social media say? What does this say? And I've been working for quite a while on, when the first thing I do is I read the Bible in the morning. What does God say to me first? And I've found that helps, because he then sets a path for everything I'm going to say and to do. You know, sometimes in the past when I've perhaps read him last or asked him last, I've missed out. I say at the beginning of the day, I'll pray. Doesn't matter how small a piece it is, but just see what God says in the Bible. If we don't read a physical Bible like what Nigel's got there, on our phones, on our devices, we can get all sorts of different, you know, so even the young people today, they can get and use Bibles with technology as well. The words are there for all of us, and that's encouraging. I ask God for wisdom every day, that he can speak to me, give me the words to say. It's not about me or you, it's about him, you know. So, Lord, guide me, show me the people that I might come across today. Speak to me, give me the words that I might say to them. And then afterwards, it's okay, I can read my... okay, oh, yeah, what's happening with the world of sport or what? That's okay then. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Put him first, ask him first, and he will bless us. He will speak to us. He will encourage us. And most of the time, not all the time, most of the time, he may give us the desires of our heart. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and my hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 to 7. Faith is an action that's linked to prayer. It's practical. If we're praying for somebody who's lonely, maybe God's saying to us that we can contact that person. Maybe we can phone them. Maybe we can send them a text. Maybe we can go around and knock on their door. Say, oh, I haven't seen you for a while. How are you doing? Just something like that. Being part of the answer. Sometimes we pray for people. We may know someone who's struggling financially. Lord, I pray for them, Lord, that you would meet their financial needs. And then he might say to me, well, what are you doing about it? Okay. So I might have to open my wallet and do something about that person's situation. If we're in a position to help them, it doesn't have to be money. It might be food. It might be clothing. It might be something else practical. What do people need in our fellowship, in our family? If we talk to them, if we spend time with them, if we listen to them, sometimes we become aware of things that we weren't aware of, that they're struggling with. And maybe God brings that to your attention and to my attention so that we're the person that he wants to help them and encourage them and to make a difference for them. God can use us to be part of an answer to prayer. I was saying to David and Chris before the service, and Nigel, we have had a wonderful answer to prayer recently. Some very dear friends of ours, we've been neighbours with them for 30 years. In fact, we went out for a meal recently I remember it was our 30-year anniversary, so we went out for a meal, me and my wife and him and his wife. And literally 3 weeks ago yesterday, he was in a he was with his son and some his son's friends at a stag event, and he was choking on some food that he'd eaten, and he passed out. There were a couple of off-duty paramedics there, as it happens. No such thing as coincidence, as God incidence. You know, without those two people there who administered first aid, he wouldn't be here now. They flagged down an ambulance. He went to a hospital up north, and he was just on life support. Literally 3 weeks ago yesterday, and he was unconscious. He wasn't eating or drinking, was not conscious. He didn't wake up at all. Well, suddenly last week, one of the days, he woke up. And last Sunday, he asked to speak to me. And he couldn't say many words, but he just said a few words. And it was very emotional. That was last week. And then they transferred him to a local hospital. And I went to see him in the week. And he phoned me, and he said, before I got there, and I said, oh, what do you want? He says, I'm here, I'm at the hospital anyway. And he says, oh, I'm coming out today. I said, what? And he wasn't. I saw him, and he got up and went to the loo on his stick. They discharged him. And yesterday, he came around our house with his wife. And it's still a journey. It's still work for him to do. There's still a way for him to go. 3 weeks ago. That's the God who we serve. He doesn't always answer prayers in the way that we want them, in the timing that we want them, but we have a God who answers prayers. So we were really blessed and encouraged by that. If we don't ask, we don't know if we're going to receive, do we? Nearly there. That was about prayer. Finally, meeting regularly, as we said before. Paul, who wrote a good chunk of the New Testament, said in Hebrews 10, verse 25, don't give up the habit of meeting together. I know you have some good meetings before here that Nigel mentioned, prayer meetings, meetings where you're coming together, like today. Don't get tired of meeting together, so we can love each other, so we can encourage one another, so that we can support one another. We had a lovely afternoon at our church last Sunday. We had a bring and share garden party, and it was just lovely. Sharing food and drink and just talking together. And sometimes you can do something like that and get to know somebody more on one occasion like that than maybe we can even do by than we do in like several Sunday services. Sometimes it's like that sort of quality time that we can spend together. And it was lovely because it was a family. We did one last year for the first time. And a family just turned up to our church, St. Matthew's, down the road, where I go to. They just came totally out of the blue. And they said, oh, we're having a garden party after the service. And they just came and joined us. And then they've been here ever since. You know, God's just bringing people into his kingdom, isn't he? If we're faithful, you know, he will bless us. He's the one who's... It's nothing to do with me or you, is it? What he wants is our availability to be willing to be used by him, and he will do the rest. Let's remember, as Christians, each one of us has a position in the body of Christ, a purpose in the body of Christ, and a program that we can follow so that Jesus can build his church through us. Now, you and me are the body of Christ, and each one of you is part of it. Amen.